Joe Davidson. Well, I want to show you a picture in the front, and I want to ask you.
So many people writing that.
I know you're, or I don't know, I want to just confirm. You know that lady?
Yeah, she's my sister.
That's your sister?
Yeah. Where did they get that picture?
It said, Don took this picture of a dental assistant on Saipan, 1946.
Yeah, is that, this is not me.
Oh, that's supposed to be her, but they couldn't get her picture, so they put her sister.
Oh, I see. Which sister is this?
I'll take this and I'll show you downstairs.
Oh, okay.
Which one?
Anyway, I saw that and I wondered what it was. So they just used that then.
This is not me. This is my sister.
Oh, I see. Did you know this Joe Davidson at all?
No.
Okay. Have you ever seen this book?
No.
Would you like to read it?
Yeah, I mean, it's very interesting.
Okay, go ahead and take it and read it.
I'll show you which one.
What? I got every book in the world.
You know, it's a lot of people writing a book. Am I here? Let me see. Who are these people?
This Joe Davidson is someone from Cleveland, Ohio, I think.
Oh, yeah, Cleveland, Ohio.
Oh,
yeah,
is this the man?
That's Don Clothera. He saw an airplane on. He's the one who started the thing. He saw an airplane on Saipan in 1946. 20 years later, he saw a picture of a new Air Arts airplane and reported the similarity to the Cleveland Press. The resulting story prompted Ken Matonis to suggest that they go to Saipan and see if it was the same plane.
I think this is the man that wrote me a letter. That I didn't even...
This is an extremely rare book.
Yeah, really?
It was just a private printing. They really, they didn't sell hardly at all. And I had a very difficult time.
I think he wrote me this man. He wrote me this,
You can take and read it if you want.
Yeah, okay.
And if you want, I'll make a copy of that picture.
Which one?
Of your sister.
Oh, yeah.
And if you want, I'll make a nice big 8x10.
Yeah.
Whatever.
I'll show you all the family downstairs and I can give you that.
Okay.
Which one? I know all this. What is this got to do with it?
I don't know.
Crazy, isn't it?
These filing cabinets. I don't know, you know how you want to put your things together, but for instance, I have that for the regular filing cabinets and these are for legal size.
Mm-hmm. This is after the war?
I don't really know.
I don't think so. This is after the war.
No, this is by Typhoon Jean.
Oh.
The typhoon that really...
So he just went there not too long ago, huh?
I guess so, in the last 15
years.
That's
before I came in.
Have you ever heard of a woman by the name of... Machiko Sugita? Mrs. Machiko Sugita?
Michiko?
Michiko Sugita? There must be her maiden name, Sugita.
Where is she?
That's her last name. Sugita,
yeah, that's her last name. Her first name was Michiko. And she said she had a home on Saipan.
I think doing the Japanese occupation.
10, 15, 20 years ago.
Yeah.
Something like that.
During the Japanese occupation.
Yeah, during the Japanese occupation, she said...
Oh, where are you living now? It's in Japan now?
I don't know. This is from an old newspaper article. She said she heard stories of an Amelia Earhart execution on Saipan. She's the only one I ever heard of. Have you ever read The Search for Amelia Earhart by Fred Gerner?
I don't read it.
Okay. Have you ever read Amelia Earhart Lives by Joe Kloss?
No. You see, everybody's writing a book.
Yeah.
But I never have any copy.
How about Daughter of the Sky by Paul Freeman?
Yeah, that one, yes, I have.
Yeah, that's that.
But he is the only one that sent me a book. He is the only...
Well, I'll loan you the books if you would like to read what they wrote about you.
Well, I should like to. Do they have me here too?
Sure.
Me in here?
I think they do. I don't. It's been so long since I read the book, I'm not sure. But do I want to take that for openers?
Yeah, okay. You see, I don't think if this thing will come up, if it's that true. It is true. It is true that... Oh!
Yes.
You know who this guy is?
No.
Yeah. My brother-in-law?
That's your brother-in-law?
No.
This is Mr. Diaz.
I know, Antonio. I think it's
Antonio Diaz, huh?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think that's...
Is he your brother?
No, no.
No. No. Well, you met this gentleman here. I don't know.
This one here, I think it's my brother. He is, but he's a mixture. San Antonio, the end of my bank. And kind of interesting. He knows about... You know.
In the back of the book sometimes they put a good thing on a battle card.
Imagine I'm going to write this name. Let me see.
Yeah, go ahead and write it down.
Yeah.
That's from an old newspaper article. Take the sheet of paper right
there. He knows about it, isn't it?
Sugita Michiko.
Yeah. She said she had a home on Saipan, and she said she heard stories of an alien
before the war. Yeah.
Here, you want to write that down? Take it, the piece of paper?
Yeah.
Here, take it.
Maybe she's in Japan.
Yeah.
There
you go.
This is a bird island in the back. That's why I think, to me, Nauru is interesting in Saipan because a lot of birds there. You heard what we're talking about Nauru, right? Nauru?
Yeah. By the way, you might be interested, Max, is the National Geographic just did a great big article on Nauru Island.
Oh, yeah?
This month, isn't it?
I'll give it to you. I finished it.
I like to read that because somebody told me, my customer, that they heard, I don't tell them anything about it. This is a Mapi one in Saipan. And people, they at night during the war, they don't know it's just a cliff. And a lot of people, they just
fall
off. And that's my brother, Massimo, who fell down from here and he lost his hearing. And he was lucky, just lucky. Here is a lot of Japanese soldiers here. They died here. This is a lot of cave in
that's up on the northern end of it.
Yes, a Mapi. It is a Mapi one. Market.
Yeah, I can help you a lot on your research. Anything you want to know about anything.
I have dinner ready.
Oh, okay. Okay, we'll be right down. Okay, I'll shut the lights off.
So, okay, would you get my glasses and my...
If you want to read these other books, I'll...
What theory he has and why he has it.
So this is based on a totally different kind of thing.
This is the kind of work I do.
Well,
I have a special camera with a macro, what we call a macro lens. For instance, here's a picture of the Earhart president, and I'll be on another picture. And I have a special lens that allows me to copy these sides.
Oh, that's your father.
And then once you've made a copy, then you can make prints or anything you want from it.
This is right up to the typhoon, I think.
This is your regular production room, huh?
That's a very
yeah, that's where I do all my work. I have, for instance, these here.
The book.
These are the logs of the Itasca.
Yeah.
This is the coast guard cutter that we're setting in Howland Island. These here are the individual logs, day by day, of everything that was going on in the ship while we're there. These files. This is Richard Stripple's file. This is the radio equipment books, Bendix, Western Electric, and the Moore Diary file. This is the Anita Snook Southern file. This is the San Francisco newspaper clipping.
This
is Lloyd Royer's file. He was a friend of Amelia Earhart's. This is the original manuscript of the book, Last Flight. This is Purdue University miscellaneous clipping. Purdue University news clipping. Purdue University A&E GP correspondence. Correspondence. 1936 correspondence. 35. Last flight actual charts, messages, etc. Flight. On and on through the night.
Her husband still living? Putnam.
Putnam still. He died in 1950. He had four wives. Most of them are still living.
I know he's publishing company still, you know.
Who are these? Well, this is your family here. Well, that, I don't know how you get to see this. This is your family.
I don't know.
How you get this? Well, this is my, this is.
Yeah.
I was telling you what. This is a picture. That, you know, my sister in the book?
Yeah.
This is the sister.
Well, that's the one up there.
Mm-hmm.
What was her name?
Concepcion. Concepcion.
Huh.
family here.
And this is the brother.
My two sisters.
You know, this man is a musician.
Vicky.
Musician?
Musician. And he... Well, I want to tell the story of this man. He is a musician. Would you say musician? He played clarinet, piano, everything he played, this man. He came to Saipan with the dancer. They call Takarazuka.
Takarazuka. It's
probably a Japanese thing.
Yeah, review.
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 I
you
see.
Know, they came to Saipan.
Entertained.
I had a coffee and I sent to her.
This man, he worked at night. You see, he played a musician at night. He works during the day to this shipyard. No, he's not a ship. I don't know what he's doing here, but he is a civil service. You know, during the day he works at night.
Yeah, this guy, after this guy, he worked at the police station.
Well, he knows.
And he verified. He saw it.
See,
he knew
the
code.
He saw what she saw.
Yeah. You see, he verified.
I didn't know
as a
what's
witness.
Going on, you see.
Is he still alive?
Yep. Yeah, he came
in
July.
He's
brother.
My brother-in-law.
He came in July.
The lunch
well, yes, this man they married in that year, or earlier.
He was working, according to him, he was working for the Navy Department, civil service, you know, Japanese Navy.
This is,
and he's there, the qualified area.
Well, actually,
and he supplied all the information to this guy.
So,
and he married to your sister then?
Yes, yeah. See, we don't know him before. But since this man, the theater, the son of the owner of the theater, we know him very well, you know, like sisters and brothers. So he saw my sister and he in love with my sister. So he decided to stay in Saipan instead of go back with the review, back to Japan. So since he know this man owned the theater.
He's with the entertainer.
So he lived with them, you know, they have a quarters in the theater. And this is before he married my sister, okay? And he played the music. So after that, this is before he married my sister, I'm talking about. Then he found a job doing the baby, so only he can use this at night.
Part-time only?
Yes, because Japanese theater before it start the movie, they have a music outside, you know, like a balcony and they play, you know. So this is what he was doing at night. Then he married my sister, you know.
What's your sister's name?
Augusta.
Augusta.
Mm-hmm. Concepcion, Augusta, Rosa, Juanita, Francisca, and Antonio.
Yeah,
there's a younger brother. But there's an older brother who's not in the
this
picture
is the
anymore.
Age that when I saw this incident.
Huh?
This is the age, when my age, this is the age that when I, it was this incident that happened. You know, this.
When were they married?
When?
Yeah.
Well,
that
ought
to help tie down when this all
happened.
This guy, he went up
since.
He knows.
He knows all this. You see, when this came out,
because you
I forgot about it, you see. I forgot, I am not interesting.
Yeah. No reason to be interesting.
I am not interesting because I don't know the story. I don't know anything about it.
What year were they married? When were they married?
They married in 1938. Later part in 1930, early part or later part in 37 or 36, they married. I'm not too sure what year
did
they married.
Did he still live on Saipan?
Who
he was here
know?
Last month.
But he still lives on Saipan.
Yeah,
who?
He go to Japan.
My brother? My brother-in-law?
He go to New
yeah.
York?
Yeah.
Well, when you're in Saipan, you know, find out when you see him that. Find out when they were married.
What the date
well,
is
that?
Because you know,
oh yeah,
what happened
it's all
you
know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What do you mean? After,
well, you were taking your brother-in-law to lunch, and if I remember correctly, you were watching her baby. You were babysitting.
Yeah, well, that's what the, I remember.
Well, it must have been about a year
before,
after they were married.
Yeah.
So if you, and you know it was summertime.
Oh, yeah.
Because you weren't going to school.
I was going.
So it must, see how you can tie these things down.
The reason I am over at my sister's house constantly, you know, because as you can see the picture, I'm the youngest girl.
Yeah, you're younger than the other
girl. I have no use to stay home, and she is the first sister married in the family.
Well, she was the first one married.
Yeah, this is all the sisters. I have another one, but she wasn't here, she was in Japan. After this, I have another sister. Then Augusto. Then Concepcion. No.
How many in your family?
Seven girls, as she was.
Wow.
So they tell me to go to my sister and helping her, you see, since she was married. So when I'm getting into mischief, they send me to my sister. Well, it's quite a distance. You know, I walk, or I take my bicycle. Either way, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why this has happened. Well, me, I'm not so interested
about
it.
You see, I like to go deeper. I know where to get all these funds. I'm just spending my time, and what do I do with it?
Well, yeah. There's nothing to do with it.
You see?
The only thing...
what am I going to get?
Nothing. There's nothing to get.
What are they going to prove of it? You know.
The only thing, there is no, there's nothing right. There's nothing wrong.
It's
just whatever it is.
Other people, those Japanese, officials, who used to live in Cyprus. They live in Tokyo, they live in Kyushu, Okinawa, Fukuoka, spread all over Japan. And those people, all this about.
You don't know where.
You see, these people, they have an association in Tokyo one time. I got all the names. You see, those Japanese about that thing because a lot of Japanese live in Cyprus, Who came back, they form associations so they can see each other. You see, who they are, where they are, they correspond. You see, so I got all their name, address. Telephone number.
Well, if your brother in law.
I could go deeper, but why I spend my time?
If your brother in law saw the same thing, and he must have, he was there.
Yeah, he saw it.
Well, then, if we can tie down about when it happened, then we can go into the records and find out what it was they saw. And it may have very well then have been a plane bringing from Milyakov. I don't know what it was. But I know this. She saw something.
But one thing I guess got halfway when they first doing it. But I find out what this character, halfway, and I don't like it. Why go through?
This man, to my sister.
There's no point.
I tell everything, and he's not sincere to my wife.
The only reason it's an old mystery.
Yes.
It's as simple as that, really. And it intrigues people because it is it's an old mystery that. Now, what I'm interested in is a little different. I'm after the airplane, but I'm investigating my expertise. Investigating an aircraft accident. But after what happened after the accident, I spent all of my efforts investigating what happened and why they couldn't find Hal and I.
Well, before, but
after.
Afterwards, I don't know what happened.
Than it is today, or even during the war.
Did you see them, everybody at the table, how big their
home
was?
Now, if you talk about this now, and you have pictures that show
what she wants to do. She wants to write a book.
Then you realize that.
What life is
like.
I
don't
like
to
be. Cyprus is a big city, like Hawaii.
It's a big town, big families, everything.
You know, how many corporations in Cyprus?
It's not like what
the factory
it was.
The cap is over 1 billion years.
This is $1 billion
is compared to 2 to 1.
Do you remember?
So it would be $500 million capital.
I think I was
a little bit. Because that time is 2 to 1.
That's the same.
And not only that, but the other company too. And
this is my another. This is my brother's daughter.
She has some pretty girls here. I want to look.
These are her nieces. Nice little nieces. Oh.
The rest of the family. This is.
That's my niece, my sister. This sister, daughter, is this one.
Libra.
Liberation.
Liberation.
Okay. Yeah, queen. This girl's mother is dead.
I remember, I recognize some of the people in that photo already.
Now this
already.
Is Josephine when she was 19 or 20.
Now this is just, this is you?
Yeah.
Wow,
yeah.
This is a nice picture. Oh, my God. This is our front. That's the front of your house.
Yeah.
Not too bad, big house.
I don't like that. Be careful, Marie.
Well, true. I was born in that house.
And that's where you were born, huh?
Of course.
Now, this is a wedding photo.
Well, so see, that's why I was mad of Gerda, because the way he described, you know, I never grew up in that kind of
environment.
He said,
no hospital, no nothing. This hospital.
The same house she lived.
Now, whose wedding is this?
This is her mother. This is another wedding. Every time we have a wedding, we start another
story. Who is this being wedded? Whose wedding is this now?
This is my Juanita.
Juanita?
This is my Juanita.
That's the one that wasn't in the picture, the oldest sister?
No, she was in this picture,
was
too.
She in the other picture?
Yeah, she mentioned which one was her.
That one. That, you see, I told you that this sister married first.
Yeah.
This is the first one in the family married.
Augusta.
Augusta.
Mm-hmm. Where's Juanita?
Juanita this, Mariquita this.
Okay, Juanita, is she the next one married?
Yeah, this one. No, wait a minute. She married first, then my brother, Nanya. This one.
Mm-hmm.
This is the oldest one, actually. Then this is the oldest, then second, then Elizabeth. Elizabeth was in Japan at the time studying.
Is she in this photo here?
Yes, that one. Over here.
That's Elizabeth there.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's a lot in the family. How many?
So, this is Conception.
You probably want to know
the book. This one.
Well, that's a lot to Conception.
Yeah, Conception. Well, we call her Connie.
Connie.
But this one he is married. Then my sister, my brother, Manuel. Then after Manuel, Juanita got married.
You're going to see your brother-in-law.
No, excuse me. Yeah. Mariquita got married.
Did you get him to write down what he saw?
Then
and you take him when he remembers.
Now this one, yes, she did.
And bring it back
and
so well to
the wall. He got married. This went up to the wall.
Yeah, well, I got a friend.
And his brother was in Japan. He went to university in Japan.
And he's the one that wasn't here in his picture.
No, he was from Japan. He came back here that time for summer, you know.
She could listen to me.
He went back again to university.
Now, this must be about
1940. Because I don't think we're going to go to Cyprus. We already been to the Lady of Union in Australia. I'm not interested in my fan right now.
No.
Well, because Connie's getting well along there now.
This picture about 18 and 1940, because Augusta was married in 1936. Late 1936, she was married, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So I think Juanita got married in 1940 or 41, I think, you see.
Is your brother-in-law in this picture here?
What about which one?
What's this one here?
I have quite a few. No.
Well, what's this brother-in-law's name?
Jose Matsumoro.
Jose Matsumoro?
Matsumoro. He's Japanese, Matsumoto.
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 M-A-S-U.
M-A-T-S-U.
M-O-T-O. Matsumoto.
Mm-hmm.
What's his first name?
Jose.
Jose.
That's his brother.
Then what you said?
That's
a Christian name.
That's his Christian name.
You see, he was a Catholic before. He wasn't Catholic.
You see, any Christian, you know, if you're converted to Catholic, you gotta have a Christian, you know.
I see.
But you see, Saipan,
like me, I got Japanese name my own.
You're living in the jungle, you know.
But being a Catholic, my father is a Catholic, you see.
I do a maximum.
Hmm? Yeah, I have to have a max, you see, but I have a Japanese name.
No, it's not all about the war. God, that was a big house you built there. And this is the only picture I have you, Elder.
Well, let's be careful, because it's already getting wrecked.
You know, this is not before the war.
No, what is interesting is before important. The war, to know what Saipan was. And
a lot of people, they don't know what Saipan is.
Well, see, he was there during the war.
Yeah, I know that's what
Saipan is. Saipan is very important for Japan.
All right, now it's 12 o'clock. Would you care to see anything, or are you getting tired?
Maybe we postpone the exam.
Yeah, because you got to take an hour.
What no, you don't want to take it one time.
I have, one thing I want to ask you. Mm-hmm. After seeing the film and seeing so much of the movie and everything, did it mean anything to you at all?
Well, yes. This woman's face, you know, it just does something. It tells me something.
Yes, I would like to. Yeah.
If this you could let go, sort of reminded you.
The wall. Yeah, but that's a good picture of you when you were younger. You'd like to have that, wouldn't you?
I would like to have. I'd like to have any, but I don't want to take anything of hers. I'll copy it.
We'll copy it and return.
I'll copy it and give you the copies, and I'll put all these
if
things in
nice
the plastic folders. Yeah. But I don't want you to ruin them all.
Why are you at the?
You wouldn't believe. Photos that I have found in people's old albums and things.
Do we just start cataloging? I want to tell you.
We just, yeah, this is some of the cataloging.
This is just some.
Okay, that was recorded in the first part of September 1976. And the voices were Josephine Akiyama, that's Josephine Ni Blanco Akiyama, who lived in Saipan before and after World War II and during World War II, and her husband Maximo Akiyama, and their son Edwin, my wife Marie, and myself Elgin Long. Okay, after copying the pictures, I noticed on the back of the picture with Josephine with her family, and Josephine's kneeling on the right of her mother's knee. This is on her own picture. Printed on the back of it, it said, Josephine Blanco, now Mrs. Maximo Akiyama, in straw hat, bottom row. This picture was taken when she was 11, the time the incident took place. Her parents in center, except for two friends. Others are her brothers and sisters. One other brother was in school in Japan at the time. According to talking to Josephine, as close as I could tie down, and her son Edwin believes it is true, that she was born on March 17th, 1927. That's March 17, 1927. She did tell me that her and Maximo Akiyama were married on Saipan on the 29th of September, 1951. That's on September 29, 1951, on Saipan. After talking to her son and other conversations with her and Maximo, and also for the recording that was done for the Alan Landsberg production of In Search of Amelia Earhart, when we taped and filmed her over at her house a couple of weeks earlier, a month earlier, I heard her tell the story of what happened that day, and as closely as I can remember, though it's 2 months later now, she related on the film and recorded that she was taking a lunch to her brother-in-law, who was working for the Navy as a civilian, for the Japanese Navy, down towards town of Peg Harbor. An airplane came in and sort of came over a trees or towards a tree or something and landed in the water right along the shore. And I believe that about six people got out of the airplane, close as I could remember her story, and two of them, one particular she remembered, was a woman dressed in man's clothes, and she had short hair, and she was a tall, thin woman. She thought the woman was about 6 feet tall, and that the woman was Caucasian, and that a man, another Caucasian, was with her, a man, and she remembers that the woman's hair was darker than the man's, and that they were talking, but she wasn't close enough to hear, and didn't really relate whether they were talking in Japanese or talking in English or Shamoran or what language they were talking in. And then the people went away. She says her brother-in-law was there at the time, and that he saw the same thing she saw. During the recording and taping of the interview, she did say it was an American woman. But she had first said it was a white woman, Caucasian woman, and later under Alex Pomasanoff's with his coaching, she was saying American woman, though I felt that she really meant to say Caucasian or white woman, but I won't. She did say American woman after several times during the recording. Her brother-in-law married her sister, Augusta, as you heard previously on the recording, and Christian name was Jose Matsumoto, Matsumoto. And he was a musician who came with a review, and if you listen carefully on the tape, the name of the review might be there. Anyway, he played the clarinet and other instruments, and he came to play with this review at the local theater and stayed after it left. And she believes that he married her sister in late 1936. Now, I haven't had a chance for Josephine to listen to Dr. Schaeft's tape yet. When I talked to Dr. Schaeft, as you can hear from the tape, he's very open I knew that he knew I was going to play the tape for Josephine. And as you can tell from the tape, his story was much greater detail much more explicit than the story that Alex Pomasanoff got from her during the filming. I don't believe the filming was ever used in the actual production. I haven't seen the production yet, but the last time I talked to Alex, he didn't believe that it was enough sustenance to it to include it as a segment of his film, In Search of Amelia Earhart, his TV film for Alan Landsberg production for NBC. I hope that Josephine and Maximo, when they're in Saipan, will talk to their brother-in-law and will tape, or at least get down what he saw. And they're going there to celebrate their 25th wedding anniversary, which will be on the 29th of September, 1976. And they're going to spend it on Saipan. And I hope that they come back at least with the marriage date for her sister Augusta and Jose Matsumoto when they were married. And when I'm in Tokyo, I'll try and see if I can run down this Okinawa Society and I'm sorry, Saipan Society, and see if I can find some of the people who were there during this period of time and see if we can run down what it was they saw. When they get back from their trip, I hope to have Maximo and Josephine over, and I'd like to play Dr. Sheff's tape for them, see what they think of it, and get her comment on that. I think that she related that there was 2 months during the year. Their summers were very short, just 1 month long. And then there was another month in the middle of winter when they were off. In other words, they went to school 10 months out of the year and only had 2 1-month breaks during the year. She was sure it was during the summer break. So I think we can do research to find out when the summer school break was for people who are about 10, 11, 12 years old, which would make them an equivalent to what we would consider to be 4th, 5th, or 6th graders, and find out what month it was that occurred, and then if we can tie down from Jose Matsumoto's wedding day, him and Augusta, when they were married, we could probably tie down what year, because she very definitely remembers was taking lunch to her brother-in-law, and she was visiting her sister and spent a lot of time over at her sister's and brother-in-law's place, and especially after the child was born. Well, we might be able to tie down when their first child was born also, but however, she was never extremely definite about whether the child had already been born or not when this occurred. Though when she was talking with Gomasanoff, it seems that I remember she inferred that she was babysitting the child a lot. Well, that's about all I can remember, except I might just put down that Dr. Sheff lives in Saddle River, New Jersey, and I don't have his address in Saddle River, but he lives very near, of all things, Admiral Harry Manning. I found out that Harry Manning's wife is still alive and living in Saddle River. I have her phone number and address, and I'm going to call her and try and get in touch with her next time I'm in New York. And I believe it's on the tape, but anyway, Harry Manning thought that this Saipan thing was not very valid, and that Amelia and Fred just couldn't find Howland Island, just very near, and he kind of made fun of Dr. Sheff and Josephine's story. But Dr. Sheff, as you could tell from his relation, just related, told it the way it was. And I would like to talk to Mrs. Manning, and I will try and do that next time in New York. I guess that's about everything.